Welcome to the opening of Counterspin Media's 12-hour live Truthathon replay. Conquering darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the new world order. And your hosts tonight are Kelvin Alp and Hannah Spearer. And the first guest up is writer and poet Mike B., leading us into the introduction and greetings in part one, a poetic warm-up. So fasten your seatbelts. There's 12 hours of sometimes confronting, yet enlightening and energizing discussion coming up. So, let's go.
Throughout history, the struggle between good and evil has been ever present, from biblical tales to modern times. Today, the New World Order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. We are destined to triumph over evil. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour truthathon titled Conquering Darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the New World Order. My Dream of Cindy. This teleplay is based on a dream, but one we all wish we never needed to have. Any resemblance of the characters to any person living or dead is purely coincidental.
And now that I have gotten the virtual signalling out of the way, I have a confession to make. My time as New Zealand Prime Minister was a complete bust. I made millions of dollars pushing the Pfizer jabs onto 90% of the useless eaters. I lied and I cheated, but I made it happen. That was because I was granted the honor of being the single source of truth. However, I have a further confession to make. My words weren't the truth, but by Satan, it made me fucking rich. In New Zealand, the real source of truth is Kelvin Alp, Hannah Spearer, and the team at Counterspin Media. If you want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, do not listen to me. Instead, listen to Counterspin Media at counterspinmedia.com. And while you're there, make a huge donation to help relieve me of my guilt. Go to counterspinmedia.com.
Counterspinmedia.com. Where lies come to die.
Geneva looks beautiful, is beautiful. It has a lake, it has this chateau. It's very peaceful, but there is a dark side to it. Everything evil in the world related to demo side, unfortunately, comes from Geneva. You have WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi, then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s, that has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now, declare that the WEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. But you've done it. I'm the victim, I'm dying from it. And my mother too. It's a demo side, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity.
Maybe there is a Geneva Swiss syndrome, but definitely there is a UN syndrome. Because people are so afraid of what's going on, because the United Nations is occupied, that people in there don't understand. Those who understand keep quiet or try to speak in different ways to help people to wake up. So if you understand that, you know that this was very easy to carve a world government. If you don't have a force that stops that and says, we the people is more important. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to build a we the people movement that is very global, something completely different. But what is going on in Geneva is the opposite at the moment. There is no right to WHO to give any orders to dictate to the whole world like they have done. And the Global Alliance for Vaccine Immunization, Gavi, got total immunity from the Swiss government. You can find this admin.lex in the Swiss database. Go and look. This is a coup d'etat, clearly. It's a global crime scene. And we are bringing little pieces of evidence to people with humility, because in science, you always have a doubt. It's a healthy doubt. And I think that is a very important attitude.
I believe personally, Geneva has a better future. Swiss neutrality has to be restored. We have no future not being neutral. The young people who survive through this will be the guarantors, hopefully, that such institutions can never again take foothold in our blessed country. Never again. The snakehead is in Geneva. I call it a direct, clear and present danger to the Swiss population, but I can tell you it is being cut off. If you have a house of cards, and this is a house of cards of a criminal, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. And all the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poison, we are the masses. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply. And in French, ni oubli, ni pardon. Because we are the guardians of humanity and our light obliterates the darkness of evil. Always.
March 30th, 2024. Welcome to Counterspin's 12-hour live stream broadcast. We have assembled guests from across the world, a great lineup. As with most of our full-length epic undertakings, we've had an oversupply of guests, so we've had to chop, change, and reschedule. Hannah?
Yes, of course. I'm Hannah Spira, and you're Calvin Out. For any new people tuning in today, we really thank all of you for taking the time out of your Easter weekend to be part of this broadcast, and we hope to be bringing you some information that might be new to you. Maybe it's not, but you just need to hear it again. It's a massive lineup, like Calvin said. I'll just give you a couple, I'll give you a quick rundown. You can go to counterspinmedia.com to find the full schedule there, or you can go to our Telegram page, Counterspin Media, or on Facebook, and I've shared the schedule there as well. But first, we're going to have Kim Statton. He is the director of the new Julian Assange movie, The Trust Fall. Then we have Maria Z. She's across the ditch over in Australia, a very great journalist over there. She'll be followed by Ozzy Cossack or Simeon Boykoff. He's also doing great work as an independent journalist. And then back to New Zealand, we've got William Bissett from the Brylin Clinic and David Coote. He's a Kiwi in America who we're going to hear from. And then a great group of people, Operation Good Oil, who are really fighting this whole climate change narrative and wanting to keep our Marsden Point oil refinery going. And then Counterspin contributor Samantha Costello will be joined by Barry Young. Now, many of you international viewers will know Barry Young as the whistleblower here in New Zealand, who released a lot of the Ministry of Health data around the injuries that are happening and what happened with the injections. So that's been a big story for the last 6 months. They'll also be joined by James Rogruski, who's an author and researcher doing a lot of work around the World Health Organization and trying to stop the international health regulations being updated. Then Dr. Mark Bailey, he's a Kiwi doctor who's been speaking out and writing some great books with his wife about COVID and the whole virus scam. Then Greg Rees, he is a wonderful journalist from over in America. He's also an InfoWars host and producer, and his videos are second to none. And then Sasha Latyapova, she is a former pharmaceutical executive. She is just fantastic. We've had her on before. She's talking about how these poisons that they have been pulled out through COVID are actually a bioweapon, essentially. And then following on from that, Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, who's a microbiologist from over in Germany. He's done great work over the last 3 years as well. And then Mark Quinn, who is going to talk about challenging the councils, and that's our local bodies here in New Zealand, where a lot of the UN agenda is being rolled out. So that's a great one to listen to if you want to get involved here in New Zealand. And then the fantastic TNT radio host Johnny Vedmore, followed by Ken O'Keefe.
We're hoping to confirm him. We're just waiting for the email. If we can get him on, that'll be awesome as well.
Yes, he is extra military, and he's been speaking out for years. And then finally, we'll be wrapping up with representatives from the Philippines and Singapore with Tanya Latt and Iris Koh.
I'm looking forward to that, actually. That'll give us a good insight into Southeast Asia and what they're doing to push back against the globalist establishment.
Yeah, so, and then shortly we're going to have our resident writer and poet, Mike B. He's going to kick things off with some nice poetry.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to do this truth-a-thon, this live stream, basically to restart Counterspin, because we've been a little bit all over the show since we had the birth of our son last year. And can you believe it? He's going to be 1 year, 1 year old next week, Calvin.
I reckon he should do a cameo performance sometime during the broadcast.
Yes, well, we've got some wonderful people helping and look after him while we can do this. So it's a beautiful day here where we are. Hopefully the weather isn't too nice where you are, so you don't feel guilty that you're inside watching the truth-a-thon. And so happy Easter, wherever you are. We know not everybody's religious, but, you know, however you're going to celebrate this weekend or commemorate this weekend, whatever it means to you, even if it's just spending time with family, or whether you are going to church and, you know, doing the religious kind of things, we just wish you all a wonderful weekend. Calvin, do you want to add anything more about our mission here today?
Our mission here today is not only to bring you some of the most hard-hitting fact and evidence-based journalism and guests who will bring you just that. They're not backwards in coming forward, some of them. They will tell you exactly how things are rolling, and the fact that, and the fate of a lot of you who have unfortunately succumbed to taking the jab. So it's not just the jab we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about a long, wide range of subjects, everything from the globalist establishment, how they're undermining you, what their ultimate goal is, which is transhumanism, having you hooked up to a grid, etc. And most of you actually are going to be earmarked for destruction, eviscerated, you're no longer required type thing. So you're gone. But we can collectively, because we are the majority, push back and win this fight, because we are now dominating the digital airwaves. We have killed mainstream media. You now are the media, and because you have all started talking to each other in different countries as well, which is when I went for my recent trip to Russia. You see, we were brought up on the fact that Russia was bad. They're the new bogeyman, just like Bin Laden was, even though his name was Tim Osmond on the Al-Qaeda base, CIA creation, just like a lot of these other bogeymen, all done by the deep state. These people have been targeting you, you know, having a war on your mind for decades. And we'll also tell you the most nefarious group, which we will talk about later, that no one's allowed to criticize. We will criticize them here coming up.
And, you know, we've labeled this conquering darkness because, as you heard in that opening clip there, that Pascal Najati clip, there are guardians of humanity, and you guys are part of that. And I have just been, you know, so emotional about this whole thing because, yes, there's darkness coming down the pipeline, but you have to remember that, like he said, if humanity just says stop, no more, do not comply, they are the few, we are the many. So please take that away from this whole broadcast today. Do not give up, do not lose hope. And Pascal Najati was due to come on, but he does send his apologies. He is a former banker and a filmmaker. We will be actually recording that interview with him on Tuesday. He just had some things come up, so he won't be able to make it today. So apologies for that. Now I'm going to jump off. Yes, transform, and I will come back, and I will be a resident poet. So
she's about to identify as a senior poet.
And we're playing some great interstitials today that our tech wizard genius has put together. So like that first one you saw at the start, here's another one. We're going to roll the clip, and it's a bit of humor, and you know, we're using technology to spin their lies and hopefully wake some people up.
Well, we could Counterspin.
You are watching Counterspin, New Zealand's media revolution. The platform where truth lives and the government and bought and paid for media lies come to die. Find us at counterspinmedia.com.
Ever since the time I brought Think Big into the New Zealand political landscape, there has been a dire need for the media to provide full scrutiny of what politicians say and do. Unfortunately, the New Zealand media has become corrupted by these politicians as well as foreign special interest funding. So, and now more than ever, there is a great need for an independent media to scrutinize the government and their bought and paid for media and untangle their lies and webs of deceit. That's why Counterspin Media was born. And you can now see and hear them at counterspinmedia.com. And I encourage you all to donate bigly.
Welcome back to Counterspin Media's 12-hour Truthathon live stream broadcast from New Zealand to the world. Next to me, as you can see, Hannah is now identifying as a senior poet and a writing editor, Mike B. It's like Big Mike.
So I'll just plunge in with a poem, okay?
Sounds good.
And as this is a truth-a-thon, I thought maybe we'll have a poem called Truth.
Perfect.
Okay, the title's okay. Let's hope the poem's sung good. People who have been lied to for years are hungry for truth. Who will bring them truth? Many bring lies, and people start to recognize the taste of lies. Many bring their dangerous half-truths, and those who have already been fooled learn that this is not what they are seeking. And the people ask with urgency, where do we find truth? The answer comes that you must work for it. It will not be bequeathed to you in a form ready-made. Truth constantly evolves, and for you to unite with it, you must grow with the purity of truth itself. I'll go straight into another.
Yes, that's a great idea.
So, the vax criminals. This is called At the Going Down of the Sun, and it's to do with Nuremberg 2.0. So many are dying, victims of a war that has been waged on humanity. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, will we be able to remember them all? Let us set our sights on the perpetrators of this outrage. They want us to forget. We will never forget. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will track them till they have all been gathered in. They said never again at Nuremberg, but they didn't mean it. They let it happen again. This time we must be clear. We must set a precedent so that no one will think of doing this ever again. And this one's called The Storm. About what we are facing now, but it's not only out there, it's in us as well. The storm sent to break you is the very same storm as the one that creates you. Stop lamenting that its teeth are sharp. Start rejoicing that you've met with a wind that will test who you are. And just push on into the storm. You brought the storm with you. For the storm you were born. You must find yourself in the midst of the storm. The world cannot move until you have faced and overcome the storm. The storm is within you. You will only find peace when you have faced down and overcome the storm. And then I asked Kelvin, is it all right to read a really mean Jacinda poem? And he said it was.
Absolutely.
So, well, I have written meaner ones, but she's been quite a source of inspiration, actually.
For the dearly departed.
So this one is called The Poison Tree. It was after she did her speech at the United Nations. What Jacinda calls hateful and dangerous ideology, we call the truth. Those who, like Jacinda, tear society apart hate truth, of course, for the light that it shines. To love truth, when people like her are around, is to be hated along with the truth that you tell. Jacinda's life is a tapestry of lies. Have compassion on the child whose life was twisted from its earliest days. So her final act on the global stage is to invert the truth so that black appears white and bad is good. Serious, sincere, wanting only what is right, she is here to shake the sleepers awake, that they learn to look deeper than the appearances they see, and stop picking apples from the poison tree. And we're getting to some very dramatic times coming up. So one prediction was for an event called Suicide Weekend. So I wrote this year, last month. Suicide Weekend. It's about the deep state, of course. They could have backed off, apologized, confessed. They refused, of course. This is not the way they work. So they brought out their weaponry, and a third of us died. But they blundered and revealed the source of their dark power, and this was what woke us to who they really were. They make one last attempt. Do they know that it is futile? They attempt to cover the areas that they missed. But this serves to reveal their strategies to us. Suicide Weekend is coming nearer and nearer. They throw themselves into the darkness that they fear. No trials are needed. They're all guilty as hell.
Brilliant.
So I'll do just one a little bit lighter. This might be the last.
Yep, there will be.
And it's, you may not believe this, but I do. It's called Poets Create the Future. So you think it's radicals and people throwing rocks and no. It's people working in the the spiritual warfare. And Hannah and Kelvin are honorary poets. Poets create the future. Poets, even when only read by a few, initiate the overthrow of the established order. They prepare the ground. They create the new imagery. They act as a lightning rod to what gets ready to strike. They challenge Creon, the tyrant. He can wall them up, but they'll continue to write. What existed till now means nothing to them. They will reshape the present in the light of what they see. For they are in tune with a force that is unstoppable. Let them write. They will help you shape this force. First, they feel the infinite. Then gestures become sounds. Sounds become words, and their meaning is revealed. Get out of the way. They are creating the future.
Brilliant. I want to take this opportunity to publicly thank Mike for all the work he's done, not only as the resident poet, but also as the chief writer and editor of the written word for the Council for Media Writers Group, which you'll see we post quite a bit of on across our various channels. Hannah will be joining me after the break. Well, we will be discussing with Kim Statton the Assange movie, The Trust Fall. I'm very much looking forward to that. See you in a tick.
Keep checking back on counterspinmedia.com and look under the videos tab for more videos from the Conquering Darkness Truthathon.
Counterspinmedia.com, where lies come to die.